But Al Kedin, because there is a special, if there hadn't been a special Sefer HaKos from Shtores, so then we would say, we cannot rely on these Udines. Al Pishlai may give you a Kondoma. So we cannot rely on these Udines. Of course, there is a Cheskes Kashkes on the part of the Baal, that the Baal wouldn't mishandle the Gevashim, and since the Syria are required, so mainly the Baal certainly conform to it. They are all very fine presumptions, chazokes, but there is a loche of al pishnai meaning of Kondoma, and we cannot rely even on Meshavar. Meshavar is a better one than him. So it's exosakosu. So how is it that we rely on this chazoke? The answer is, al kedin it's not considered as an extraneous right. It's not considered an extraneous right as a chazoke. It's considered part and parcel of the Gzeras HaKosov of Shtores. There is a Gzeras HaKosov of Kosov Yisrael and Chassid. So every Shtar, the Yichsime don't even know. Let's say Shtar Avoy. When the Malve produces Shtar Avoy. So if you were to ask the Yichsime, what did Avoy take place or not? They would, in all honesty, say, we don't know. How can we know? Case Mishtar Leva, Pishim Al Vime. So even can sign Shtar even though they don't see the Alvoye. So Mumele. So how can they know? So they couldn't know. So how is it the best we'll collect for the Malve? The answer is that's the Rai of Shtores. Then there is a concept of Sim Hasein. And the Rai of Shtores is considered as a Biro of Eidim. Because if it wouldn't be a Biro of Eidim, how could Besdin be Matir Anisho, Limosei? And how could Besdin be made Simomen on the basis of the Rai of Shtores? There is a Lochel Pishnai made of Yomo. The answer is there is another Gzeras HaKosov, because of Yisrael Chasei. So the Rai of Shtores, even though in the background, is based upon certain Undes, that's in the background. But Al Kedin, it's considered, that's the term as to why the Torah says that the Rai of Shtores is effective. That's only in the background, that's in the time of the Torah. But the Gzeras HaKosov of the Kosev Yisrael and Chasim implies that all this is considered as a Birobi. So if it has a Chalais Din Shtar.
What then would be the difference between the Bobbis of Tosef and the Ram? So
then the question arises, Monefshech, so Tosef should agree with the Ram? But the answer is, Tesis holds that if a Dimisire Karas, that's the machlikis between the Ram and Tesis. According to the Ram, so a Dimisire Karas doesn't mean a real Dimisire. A Dibiro of Dimisire is Karas, valid in Mishnah. But according to Tesis, if we say Dimisire Karas, so it has to be a real Dimisire is Karas, not a Dibiro. Now, the Dersime are in the biru of the Messiah, but they are certainly not in the Rie. If you were to ask them, was the get himself? They would say, how should we know? When we signed the get, at that moment, it was not the Sefer himself. That's always the case. When Edim signed Shtar, it's before the king. So how should they know? They could know if they happened to be present. But suppose the moment they finished signing the Shtar, they left. So then they wouldn't know. So they couldn't be considered as a real Messiah. So in other words, so according to Tesis, if a Messiah can say, so it's the real of the Messiah that validates the Shtar. And according to the Ram, it's not the real Messiah. It's the Biro of the Messiah that validates the Shtar. Right now, we'll finish it here because that will involve us for a long, long time.
Here in Gittin, Tezayin Cheshvan, Hey Tesh, Test, November 16th, 1978, on Thursday, continued.
And Eidech Simenat, and here the Amos certain Amroim say, Halocha Kalavaza begitten Avoloi Bishoshtores, and Bishoshtores. So, if it has Eidech Simen, it's valid, even without an Isire. And if it has Eidech Simen, no Eidech Simen, it's not valid. So, according to Teitzves, we have to explain these Amroim, that these Amroim hold, that even though Eidech Simen is Kalase, in Get, and in Kedushin, but in Shtore Momein, there is a Kosovo, because the same of the Hasein implies that it only becomes a Shtakiyan for it. The kind of Lachat Azami, Mishim Mai Lachat, we need to look at Kim, Allah Lachat Kim is a Mishosh. Ah, we can't look at Kim, we can't look at Kim, but the show story, so it's in the same kind of like Ishmael Begine. The poly become a drab, we come around the show stories. They, if there is a bear here, can you matante that the same electric is a come around the ace, the lack the ability to see a Kerblaze, Upor Labai, Gomer Ababa, the other person is in the ratio, also. So then, Rabiesev said, to the one who produced the star, that Abaye doesn't let me that you should be able to recover the soul. Why? Because made a blessing is impossible. But so only because it had the same psulim, great. Even though Rabbi Yosef at first said that Reikis are not impossible like this. So and because Shmuel said Shmuel said that Gisa Akoshe also, and Abai said no, maybe Gisa Apostle. So then he said, but because of any Misira it's Koshe. So then he finally said that it's possible, that particular Shtamatone, because it was Misira Piteche. But if it hadn't been Misira Piteche, if it didn't have any Chsime altogether, so then Rabbi Yosef would agree that it's Koshe. So we see, but there it was a question of Shtamatone, not of Get. So we see that the halacha is, Kerebleza not only be Get, but even be Shoshtos. Mashmar Rav Yisrael Abaye, Rav Yisroi, Sova Kirtam Kerebleza. Uifir Kename Omer Abave, Orove, Haishtore Parsoye, Dimaskan Leibat, Sam Yisroel, Magbilu Mebnecha, Uifir Choch Tzorech Uizoye. Now, so Uifir Kename, Omer Abave, Haishtore Parsoye, the master of the Abbasad in Israel, Magbino Mebnecha, Ulifiko, Tzorichli Zoyer. Oh, so what's the Raya from Rabbi's Din that he says that Kudal? Now let's turn to that tomorrow. So, Rashi says, Shtor Pasoy, Shosu Gloshin Pas, it was written in Persian, so that has no significance at all. I mean, there's no aloche that the Shtar has to be written in Loshin Chenesh, even Get could be written in Shol Shenes. But the important thing is Vichosmu Parasim had Yitis on it. In other words, that Persian Goyim had Yitis, not Achoyes, Abasimitons. This is the important thing. So that means that the Chsime is a Chsime Psor. The fact that it was written in the Persian language has no significance. But here, the Goyim are the signatories, the Chsime. So the more as the Kashe, for the other Mitre, Koidim Shemosukot Neyem. Because the average Jew in those days did not know Persian. So the Gemara says, Bidiyah. So, since we have to resort to the Misire, so the Misire have to testify. If they don't know Persian, so how can they testify? They just know a piece of paper. They can distinguish this piece of paper from another piece of paper. So the Gemara says, Rob has reference to a case where the Misire know Persian. Otherwise, they couldn't testify. Because, so Bishleimel, when it said ministered and handled by a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, so mainly we are makpi, that it should be written on parchment, that couldn't be nizdai. But here it was written in the Persian language, so it was handled by Goyim. And they are not makpi on all these things. So normally, when Ishtar is written, it's written on parchment or on paper that could be nizdai. So what kind of a raya is it? So the Gemara says, Pida pizza. In order that parchment should not be misdayed, so you have to process with certain chemicals the parchment. So here we are dealing probably as reference to a case where it was processed with a pizza. So mainly if the parchment was processed, so then it couldn't be misdayed. In other words, in order to prevent a falsification of the shtar, so he has to repeat the major points of the shtar. So and here they are zoyah. It just happened that this shtar that was written in Persian and signed by Goyim. So, did repeat Miyoni Shal Shtar B'Shitachem. So the Gemara says, if the Shtar was written in such an accurate way, I mean it conformed to all the requirements, and it had a Misire, so why shouldn't it be able to be given from Nechosim Shemodi, Yochem Mishab Name, less Reka. It has no problem. לפי שהנחיס מן ישראל ויסד את יחסים מהשתורה אילון מפתו לקור ולפי כוחים על הקיח נפסה דאמר לי לחד ידן את המשתב את לוח ולפי רבי זמרינון ויחסים מעלי ישראל טוב משם Now, this Rashi is very important. The Rashi is pshat in this Gemara. Because Rashi mentions two pshotim in the Mishnah of Rav Lezer Eilei. אבל פי שלא לבינו ושלוש לא תנאים עם כושר מגיעים לחוסם שבודים שיהיה עם חיס מלא הגטר ותיתי כנאים So one pshat in Rashi is that it has reference to get with ציור get with יקסבוסו יגיע יקסבוסו מה שאין כנשתם בו מהי with any מסירה without any חסימה could not collect from the חוסם שבודים The second pshat is that גיעים לחוסם שבודים has reference to שתם מהו So that was that too בשביל in Rashi as to whether a shtar alvoy that has a misire and no idachsim altogether but a misire sharing whether it can be given from the chosim mishibodi or it cannot be given according to the first motion not when according to the second motion it can be now the Rashi is here that Fidale how does it conform to the first motion Rashi or it conforms to the second motion Rashi Now, here, Robes case, the according to Rashi, is a case where the shtar was signed by Goyim against, and then it was nipsa before the Messiah Yisrael. So the Gemara has the kasha. The Gemara has the kasha. Yehoshim Mishab the name. So the Gemara gives the Teretz less recall. Now the Rosh mentions the Rosh in the first period. We'll soon see. The Rosh in the first parak so mentions in Pshat that this Gemore Oves Kelis has reference to a Kelis where the Shtar that was written in Persian, which is of no significance, had no Idachsin altogether. But it was Masran Elei Ba'apesad Yisrael. That's one question. But this is not how Rashi applies Oves Kelis. Rashi applies Oves Din to the case where the Goyim signatories were going signed, not that it had no signatories. So according to the pshat that the Rosh mentions, that Roves the Halohe has reference to the case where there were no Eidechsime, just in Misire, so then it's Gemara before Eshes. It's Gemara before Eshes. That Ishtar that has no Eidechsime and has in Misire cannot be given from the Chosim Shemadi. Cannot be given from the Chosim Shemadi. And what's the reason? Because, let's recall, so what's the chat, let's recall it, we're not going to examine every case where there is a call or there is no call, there is no such aloche, that every time Malve produces Ishtar against Likuches, so Besdin will make an investigation whether there was a call or there was no call. That's the tiniest why the Chachonim were misake, the Takones. But then, the pshat according to that Rosh in the Rosh, that Robes Aloha is reference to the case where the Shtar Pasoy had no Idachsim at all, just in Misile. So then the Gemara's Kashi was Yehochem Mishab de Name. If it conformed to all the requirements, it was Miubet Be'apotzin, and he was Marzia Miyoni Shal Shtar B'Shita Achreine. So it conformed, it complied with all the requirements. So, but it was written in Persian. So why did it was written in Persian? Let him collect from the Chosim Shibonim also. So you go use a teret. Let's look at it. So what does it mean? Because, as we explained, the Shidus HaVishayim, why do many Vishayim say that Ishtar Ogoye that has it in Sire and has no Eidech Sire? So it cannot be given from Chosim Shibonim. After all, we pass in Aloche Kerablezer, not only Begitin, but Bishor Shtores also. Bishor Shtores also. So it's in valid Shtakinian. Why shouldn't he be able to collect from Chosim Shibonim? The answer is true that in order to collect from Chosim Shibonim, so the Shtar must be Shtarai. Because the Shtar must be Shtarai. What does it mean Shtarai? That it should have the Rai of Shtores. So if it has a Misire, no Eidech Sine, so there is no intrinsic Rai. There is an extrinsic Rai. So that was a Takonis Chachomim. Mid Rai says, so we passed that even Milval Pei is given Chachomim. But the Chachomim were Misaki, because of Pseidim Mil Kuches, that Milval Pei should not be given from the Chosim Shibodim. But Milva Bishtar, yes. So we saw there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Teisves Reed. Teisves Reed in the second Perik, in Yidden. What was the Takonis Chachomim? Was the Takonis Chachomim? Well, the Chachomim of Kia, the Shibut, that the Halvoye itself imposes upon the Chosim. Or the Chachomim were not Mavkia, the Shibut that the Halvoye imposes. But the Chachomim were only Misakim, that when can the Halvoye be Mishabit in the Chosim? Only when the Halvoye is backed up by the Rai of Shtores. In other words, if it's a new Mishtar, so if it's Ishtarai, but if the Halvoye is not backed up, it's not collaborated by the Rai of Shtores, then the Milve is not Mishabit. But if it is backed up by the Rai of Shtores, then the Milve is Mishabit. In order that the Milve should be backed up by the Rai of Shtores, so Ishtar has to be Ishtarai. What kind of Ishtarai? An intrinsic Ishtarai. Not an extrinsic Ishtarai. That you always have to resort to the Hagodah, to all testimony by the Nisire, who will appear in person in Bez. So, that's the machlokes between Teisves and Teisves Reed. According to Teisves Reed, the Takonis Chachomim was that even though Midraise, the Halvoye itself imposes a Shibud al Nechosim, but the Chachomim said that the Halvoye is not Mishabe, and only the Shtar can be Mishabe. So, what kind of Shtar does it have to be? Ishtar Kinyan. So, if it's a Misire, so it is a Bel Ishtar Kinyan. Halocha Kerebleza Begitten and even Bishor Shtores. But the Teisves Shita is no. He's chelik al Teisves Reed, and he explains the Gemara of Hakfuol Afshom Hoyo Zoken Echod Voyokesei Voyomal Belechol Bnei Akvar. So the Raya is not, as he said, the Raya is not from Shtaravoye, because Shtaravoye does not have to be Zebramatne. The Raya is from Shtaravatone, not from Shtaravoye. Why does this say that Shtaravoye does not have to be Zebramatne? Because Shtaravoye, in order to collect on the Chotim Shibodim, does not even have to be Shtarkinye. All it has to be is Shtaraya. So if it has to be Shtaraya, in order to collect on the Chotim Shibodim, what kind of Shtaraya does it have to be? And an intrinsic shtaraya. So that's the pshat and kol. Yochem nishab benale, so the more you determine it, let's recall it. Because it does not have, it's not an intrinsic shtaraya. According to the pshat in the Rosh, that Robes Halocha is reference to the case where the shtore de parsoye did not have the chesim eolte. Mashe inke rashi, here, that you dale. So he says, "Vichosmu parasi medrit isol." So then the Gemara has the kasha. When the Gemara has the kasha, "Yochem mishab dename sin siteze demisire." So according to Rash, apparently Rashi's pshat daf yudalev is in line with Rashi's second motion, that Gemara base. Rashi's second motion is that ishtar alvoye that has a demisire and no in the chsime. So is. He's getting back from the Chosim Shibon. So the Mele, so Rashi Shiki is, the second Rosh in Rashi, that Ishtar Boye, the Tezid Misira, no Yitachsime, is getting back from the Chosim Shibon. So that Rashi Shiki can be explained in two ways. Either that Rashi Shiki is like the face of sleep, that the Chatakonis Chachomim was. To be markia the shibut that the halvoye imposes upon the lechosim, and the chachomim or misake that the shtar has to impose the shibut. So mainly the important thing is that it should be a shtar halvoye. I'm sorry, that it should be a shtar kinyan, and if it has a misire, so mainly it's a bel shtar kinyan. But we don't have to say that Rashi Shike, the second motion in Rashi that the moment base. Must conform to the Shiva of the system. Maybe the Rashi's, the second Rosh in Rashi can agree that in all with Teis Veshite, that the Takonas Hachonim was, that the Halvoye itself imposed the Shiva. But the Halvoye, the Milve has to be a Milve Bishtar. What does it mean a Milve Bishtar? That it should be Ishtaray. But, according to Rav Lezer, that Halochik Rav Lezer, a few bishol shtores, so the mele, that means that there is a loche of shtaraya, even though the raya is not intrinsic, even though the raya is extrinsic, it still can be considered as a shtaraya. Even though the raya is not inherent in the shtar itself, and you always have to produce the demisire, but once the demisire appear, so then it's considered as a shtaraya. Even though the raya is not an intrinsic raya, it's an extrinsic raya. So it's not, we don't have to say that Rashi's second Rosh in the Gimel and Beis must agree with the Tisvis reads Shitin Gid in the Sugi of Avshom Hoyozok Lech Voyomal Vel Hold Neakva. Rashi can agree with Tisvis that Milval Pe. Since Milval Peh is given from the Chosim Shibodim in the Raise, and the Chachonim or Misaki, we should say in Lukuches, that it should be given from the Chosim Shibodim, but if it's a Milva Bishtar, so it is given, so it's a true ad Raise, as long as there is a Shtaraya, as it's backed up by the Raya of Shtores. But Rashi Shiti is that it has to be, it's not necessary that it should be backed up by an intrinsic cry of Shtores. Even if it is backed up by an extrinsic cry of Shtores, it's also considered a Shtaraya. It's also considered a Shtaraya. Now, that is, so it seems, now, Rashi Shite that Yudalev appears to be in line with Rashi's second washing that Dimon Beis. Because Rashi, that Yudalev applies Robes Aloche to the case where the war in the Chesimigoyim. So then the Gemara has the Kashe. The Gemara has the Kashe. Mishab de Name, Ligme. Because since he says it in Sire. So in other words, so the Makshin knew very well that the Aloche, that within the Sire, without the Chesimigoyim, so it can be gay. It can be the why, because according to Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, that in Misirei Kamase even Bishoshtores, so that means it's Ishtarai also. So here too, since it, the Shtore Pasoye, in view of the fact that it had a Misirei Yisroel, Tshelim, so it was Ishtarai, not an intrinsic Ishtarai, so an extrinsic Ishtarai, but still Ishtarai, so it should be able to be given Chosim Shibonim. So the Gemara says, Leslie Poli, there is a difference between a star that has no eders in it, just in Misirei, so then it can be considered as Ishtaraye, Masheikin if Ishtar has a Nechsime Goyim, a Nechsime Psulim, and it has also a Misirei, and it has also a Misirei, so then it cannot be considered as Ishtaraye altogether. So that's what the Gemara means, Leslie Kole. The Gemara doesn't mean, Leslie Kole, that in every situation we are going to make an investigation whether it has a call or it doesn't have a call. These things can change, can vary from time to time and from place to place whether it has a call or it doesn't have a call. It depends upon the lifestyle of people, whether people like to talk a lot about halvoyis or not. So it's certain takones. The time is called, but then it remains a takone. So, according to the Rosh in the Rosh, that Rabbi Saloch has reference to the case where the no eder sime, so the pshat in the Gemara is Leslie Kole, that a shtar halvoye with a misire without eder sime, so it cannot be given from the chosim mishabodim. Why? Because it does not have an intrinsic, it's not an intrinsic shtaray. And in order to be given from chosim mishabodim, it must be an intrinsic shtaray. And only if they are eder sime, then it's an intrinsic shtaray. According to Rashi's pshat, that Rabbi Saloch has reference to the case where the war in Yersime, but in Yersime going soon, but then it also had in Misirei Yisroel Kshelim. So then the Gemara's kasha is, and obviously, so Rashi's pshat, Dachidalev is in line with Rashi's second motion that him on the base. So that means either that in the Misirei that Gvir from the Chosim Mishibodim is based upon Shtartiyen, as the Tesis Rit says, or it's based upon Shtaraye, but since Halochik Rav Lezer, even Mishor Shtores, so it has a din of Shtaraye also, even though the Raye is not intrinsic. The Raye is extrinsic, so the Gemara says, when does it have a din of Shtaraye if it has no Yechsime altogether? But if it has a Yechsime, and Yechsime absolute, then it's certainly not Shtaraye. It's neither an intrinsic Shtaraye, not even an extrinsic Shtaraye. But what? It has a Yechsime, so then it can be Shtarkinian. But in order to be given from the Chosim Shibodim, it has to be Shtaraye too. That's the Pshat. In Rashi. Now, the question is, here Tisvis mentions a raya, even though there is a machlekes amroi where the halachic Rav Lezer b'shor shtores or not. So Tisvis mentions a raya that we pass from like the mandoma that halachic Rav Lezer b'shor shtores. One raya is from Salem. There it's a good raya because there it's a question of ishtar matone. So the both Rav Yosef and Abaye said that ishtamatone that has any misire, and if it has no eder sime, is a valid ishtamatone. But then the second raya, who appear to name of Abba, Hashtore Parsoye, the Maskoli, Babasat in Israel, Magbinum Baby Nechare. So what's the raya that the aloha is like the Amroi, who say that Rablezer's aloha of the misire karase applies even to Shtore Mame? What kind of raya is it? Maybe over there, Hashtor Pasoy the Master of Misabesani Israel. So the reason is why it's Magbinum Nechare, because Milbal Pe can also be given from Nechare. So Mimele, if the Eden Sira testifying best, that they saw that he was Meser this Shtaral Boy, that the Levi was Meser the Shtaral Boy to the Malve. So isn't there a Yidoye that there was Alvoye? If they saw, they testify that, what does the Shtar say? The Shtar says that Ruvein Hilvo Leshimen Meyozuz. That's what the Shtar says. It has no Edechsim. And then, And then Eidim Sira testified that they saw how this shtar, which says that Reuven was malve to Shimon, $100, was nimsam efneicha. So let's say that they now look at Rav Lezer b'shor shtores. So that the halacha of Rav Lezer in shor shtores, so Eidim Sira is not counting. So it's not counting. But Hagodim malpe we have. So why should it be worse than Emil Malpe? Emil Malpe is also giving Rabbi Chosin Mechel. So what kind of a guy is it from Robes memory that Hal Shtore Paso in the Master Lay, but beside Israel, Magnum Nechare, that Alochet Rebeza Bishor Shtores, maybe ain't Alochet Rebeza Bishor Shtores. Maybe the Aloche is like the Amoroi, who say that Bishor Shtores, so in the Syria is not Kase. But over there, Rabbi only says that it's given from the Chosin Mechelim. Even when you will pay, it's given from the Chosin Mechelim. So maybe, Ein Alochet Rav Lezer B'Shor Shtores, so it's not in Yom HaBishtar, but in Yom HaPay it is. What do we say? If it's not in Yom HaBishtar, so it's not in Yom HaPay, why not? Eidoi L'chol HaPoches we have. Eidoi L'chol HaPoches we have. So what kind of a guy is it? Now, so in order to understand this thesis, we have to take notice of a certain kasha that this sleep asks against the Gemara Dakidal. On that Gemara, turn to the Gemara Dakidal. So the Gemara says, Oma Rova Hashkore Pasoi the Basil of Babisani Israel, Babisani Israel, Magbir Necha. Right? Let's see what this sleep says. Oma Rova Hashkore Pasoi the Basil of Babisani Babisani. Magbir Necha. Pirish Kosu Boyo Goshin Poras. Vichosu Beim Pasim. Umosre Alim Ele Malve Bifnei Di Yisrael. Kiven, like Hashis Pshat. Kiven Di Ike Di Misire Magbino Le Malve Nechar. Vileve. Vilo Yum Mishar. Vore Yabu Le Mikre Pirish Di Misire. Uma Yuhidu Bidiyad. Vobine Ksav Shichos Daya. Vileke Bidiyofis. Vobine Shiyabu Le Shlo Shtar. Vishnachin Le Bimahad. Yoha Bu Mishab Den Ame. Les Le Kol. Pirish. Shei Di Machsum Ava Shtar. Mavke Le Le Kol. Viboilei Likuches Liizdure. Avol Hoche. The Leslie Kole Loyodeli is doing. Umshim Hoche Loygobem Mishab. Now, Shab, we hasn't been Israel, and then we come to go Mishab. We cash, keep the Ali in the Syria. Have you heard of Nay, who lay Hashtov and Amigov with Nay? What kind of a Hiddish is Robert Allingers? Heishtore Pasoi, the Master of Babesad Israel, Magbinum Necha, if Robert told us, Heishtore Pasoi, the Master of Babesad Israel, Magbinum Mishabde, then we could understand it's a Chiddush. But he's telling us, Magbinum Necha, it should be given him from Chosin Mechayim, why not? Because it's not Ishtar. Alright, not Ishtar. So let's grant it that it's not Ishtar. But in the Messiah do testify that this piece of paper, which says that Reuven was malve to Shimon $100, was nimsa b'fnei from Shimon to Reuven. They testify. So the mele, there is a idoye. So suppose two eidim would come to Bezdin and say that they heard, they witnessed Shimon admitting that he owes Reuven $100. So couldn't we give it from the Chosin Mechelim? So here too. So what kind of a Chiddush is it? That's the kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Uvelo yashtore nami govet nei. Shuvi. Hanem mile mil val pe. Hanem mile mil val pe. And we see from this Gemara that the business why it's given from the Chiddush is because it's a mil v'bishtar. Because if the reason as to why it's given from the Chosin Mechelim had been because of Idoye, so why did Gemara ask all these kashes? Exception of Zayef and being so she has millions of star, mishtachene. These aluches in stores. But if it's not marzel millions of star, mishtachene, so it couldn't be Idoye. So we see that the basis of the chiyu of the keyach to collect from the Chosin Mechelim is because it's a milu b'shtar. So there's the kashel. Who needs a shtar here? Even the Misira testified that b'fneiem, this piece of paper, don't call it shtar, call it a piece of paper. But on that piece of paper, it was written that Shimon owes Reuven $100, and they saw how he was meiseret. So it's like two Eidim testifying that Shimon orally was made. What difference does it make whether two Eidim testify that Shimon orally was made to Reuven or in writing he was made? What difference does it? It's a very strong kasha. So he says, Shuve, Hanem Yoel Yoel Ope, Vitoin Limochel Uliyeme Uchre Peratichon Nehemo. Aber achshov, kol zman shashtar b'yodei, in nemo lima poraiti, v'yachol pishinti ve'od nechave, in nemo lima poraticho, mishum b'shtar b'yodei magoye. So, we can see you all in Mashiach Kusaf to get poshut, that we hit all of Tzav Yodei, shu chayim leikim chos mechilim, di toin v'oba peraticho d'loi mehemen, mishum b'shtar b'yodei magoye. The Mishtar Kozeh, the Negev Mishab, the Yochel Mitte, Ishtar of Yodeh. Because Ishtar of Ksav Yodeh is also Yivav Ishtarai. So that word, so he says, the reason as to why the Chiddush of Rovi is, not that he can be given from Chos Mecheirin. That he can be given from Chos Mecheirin is not a portion. Why shouldn't he be able to be given from Chos Mecheirin? Ishtar or no Ishtar, do we have to do it? But, if you have a new alpe, suppose two Eidim would testify in Bezdin that they witnessed Shimon, they heard Shimon making an admission to Reuven Bifnei, that Shimon borrowed from Reuven $100. So he could collect from Shimon, because we have Eidim doing. But suppose Shimon would say, true, I was made there a month ago. But since a month ago, I already paid him up. So then they wouldn't be able to collect. Mashenke, if somebody produces ishtar, and then the Levi claims that he already paid, so then he can still collect. Because the Rai of Shtores, he has a Rai of Shtores in his hand, of Shtor Yodem, my boy. So he cannot be taken for right. So the Mele, here Rome tells us, Haishtore Pasoy, the Master of Babasani is from Magbim Mechare, and even if the Levi says Poraiti, they can still collect. That's why? Why is that so? Because it's a Milve Bishta, not a Milve Alpe. So that's a Chidesh. That's a Chidesh. That's a Chidesh. So the Mele, we see from this, so this is the Pshati thesis. Now, yes, the Ken State says, so he asked, what kind of a guy is it? Let's say the aloha is like the Amoroyim, the Tein aloha is a blessed of Shoshno. So it's not Ishtar. It's not a valid Ishtar. It's not a valid Ishtar King, and it's not a valid Ishtar Ayah, it's nothing. It's no Ishtar. But, who do we have? The answer is, because Rabbi's Chiddush is not that he can be gave when the Levi isn't a priority. Then it's in the portion. Rabbi's Chiddush is that Haishtar Pasoyah, the Master of Pasadik Israel, so the Malve can be gave even if the Levi is staying polite. Why? Because of Shtar Biyod, my boy. So that requires Shtar. So, in other words, so we see that Ishtar that has in Chsile, even though it does not have any Misire, is still considered as a valid Ishtar. Because if the Aloche had been like the Amoroi, that Rabbi Lezer's Aloche of any Misire currency, it doesn't apply to Shtar Momen, because of the Xerasakos of the Yomye, or because of Misire Chasei, so Memele, this Shtar Pasoye does not have a Chalais the Ishtar. And it's only a raya, and when the Misire testify in Bezdin, it's only a raya that there was a doye. But if there was a doye, that was Levi. But he should be able to say paraiti. And here Rome tells us that he's not Nemon to say paraiti. So it's a raya, it's not only just as a agoda saving that there was a doye. That it's a considered a mil bishtar, so mainly can say shtar b'yodeh my boy. So it's a raya that the halacha of Reb Lezer in the Misirei Kase applies not only to Gittin and Gdushin and Shtar Shichur, but it applies to Shtar Momen. And then something else we can deduce from this thesis. Now, because it was possible to say that even though according to Reb Lezer in the Misirei Kase, so it's only Ishtar Kinyan. But Ishtarai it's not. But it's possible to say it's Ishtarai also. Except that Ishtarai it's not an intrinsic Ishtarai, it's an extrinsic Ishtarai. Now here the Tisus Ritzetz, and there's the Pshat and Tisus here, that the Chiddush of Chove was not just that it can be given. The Chiddush of Chove was that it's considered as a Mil Bishtar. That vis-a-vis the Chosin Mechairim, it's considered as a Mil Bishtar. In Mimele, it can be applied aloha of Shtor Yodemai Boy. Shtor Yodemai Boy is based upon Shtaraya, not upon Shtakiya. The whole aloha of Shtor Yodemai Boy is grounded in the legal effect of Shtaraya, not in the legal effect of Shtakiya. What is Shtakiya to do with Shtor Yodemai Boy? Shtor Yodemai Boy is one of the manifestations of the Raya of Shtoris. One of the manifestations of Raya of Shtoris. So we see that according to Rabbi Zayin Misirikar, so it's not only that it's a velish takiyin, it's a velish taraya too. But, so then, if it's a velish taraya too, why shouldn't it be able to be given from Chosim Shibodim? The answer is, it's a velish taraya, but an extrinsic taraya, not an intrinsic taraya. And regarding Chosim Shibodim, since the Chachomim were much than cold, so the Mele, the Takonis Chachomim was that it has to be an intrinsic shtaraya, not an extrinsic shtaraya. Alright. Ulefichof, Tzorich Lizoyeya, Shein Misira Bishas Misines Aget, Vihinu Karse, Vihilo Kesho Bein Misira Eile Migrashis, Abra Gabdi Kei Dechsine. ולמחן ידחסינה, על השלים ימוס אין דמסירה, או יהיה מכל אל מנס הים, שתינוס אין על ידי דחסינה, ומסתום בהח שנעשה, כי דאמרינו בשוריה, לא הצליח אל רבלזר, דיומר אין דמסירה כעשה, תיקטור אבון אין דחסינה, דזיל דמי ססעדה, אינה מדעז על מזיח. So that's this issue. So, at the very beginning, Tesis lays down his proposition, that according to Rebbezer, which is just the reverse of the Rifshite, and the reverse of most Rishayim, because most Rishayim disagree with this. So, Teisa Shite is that according to Rabbi Zayin, the Misirei Karase, so, Mimele, it has to be darkened in Misirei. And the Yichsimei without the Misirei will not validate the Shtar as a Shtakim. Now, the Rif is Chayek. Now, the Rif is Chayek, so there are two Shites in the Rif Shite. The Ramban Shite and the Ran Shite. The Ramban agrees with the Rif Shite, but he explains it on the basis that when Reb Lezer says in Misirei Karse, he means after Misirei Karse. But in Chassidus certainly, in Chassidus there's the best thing. That has the biggest potential in Chassidus. And there is no question about the potential of Chassidus, that Chassidus has the potential of validating the Shtar as a Shtakim. So, but Reb Meir says, only in Chassidus. So Reb Lezer says, not only in Chassidus, not only the Chassidus, but in Misira too. But this is the Ramban's version of the Rif Shite. The Ramban's version of the Rif Shite is that the Kodesh Rabbeinu says in Misira Kal says so is Makbi Tarkan in Misira. And the Chassidus per se cannot validate the Shtar as a Shtar King. But if we have a Chassidus, now the Chassidus will not and are not suspected of turning over the shtar to the Yishe or to the Mekabu Matone or to the Mahone. When the Dasa Mishayef, when the Leve tells the Eden to sign shtar, when the Baal tells the Eden to sign shtar, when the Baal tells the Eden to sign shtar Bushin, or when the Nesi Matone tells the Eden to sign shtar Matone, so then when they get through signing it, to whom do they turn over the shtar? Not to Mekabu Matone, not to the Yishe, but they turn it over to the Nesi, to the Malve, or to the Baal. So how now the Yishe produces, how did it come to the hand of the Yishe? Obviously from the Baal, from the Malve, from the Leve, into the Malve's hand, from the Nesi into the Mikavin's hand. So the Mele, why? Because it has a Dechzime, suppose it doesn't have a Dechzime, just the text of Mishtar. No Eidim, and not Zavyode. So, can we say Anam Sade that it came into the hands of the Yishe from the Baal? The Yishe could have written it, and she has it in her hands. But, because of the Dechzime, so the Dechzime are not shooting to turn over the gate after they signed it to the Yishe, so they obviously turn it over to the Baal. Now the Yishe produces it. How did it come to the hands of the Yishe? From the Baal. That's the Raya of Shtoris. So the Mele, through the Nechsime, so it's an unsade that the get was Nimsa, Miela Baal, and the Yishe. So the Nechsime become a Nimsa. According to the Ramban, so the shtar is a valid shtar, because when Rebbe Gableza says in the Misericase, he means Ahri Misericase, but in the Chsime certainly Kase. So for the same reason that it becomes a valid shtar, and according to Rameya, it becomes a valid shtar, and according to Rebbeza. According to Rebbeza, according to Ramban's version, so no, it's not like that. According to Rebbeza, only the Misire valid in the shtar, the shtar, and but in the Ahri Chsime, so it's an unsadded that there was a Misire. So the Mele, the Chsime themselves, are considered as a Misire. But Tesvis Israel can both concepts. Tesvis Israel can the concept that and the concept that after the Misire Kalse and Tesvis holds. No, that when Rabbeinu says in Misire Kalse, it means only the Misire Kalse. And then Tesvis is trailing on the concept of an Ansari, that the Chsime become a Misire. Now, so the question is, we should have the concept that after the Misire Kalse. So this is trailing because Tesvis holds, according to Rabbeinu, the only thing that validates the Shtar is the Misire. But how can Tesvis deny this concept that the Chsime are in Misire? After all, we rely on it all the time. Suppose a Nishe comes to Bezdin and produces a get, and the get has a Chsime, and Bezdin takes a look at the Chsime, so Bezdin sees one aid is Yisef and Shimon, and the other aid is Ruben Belaimi. And then Bezdin asks Nishe, where are they? Can you produce them? So Nishe says, Yisef and Shimon and Ruben Belaimi, they died a year ago. So Bezdin will still give a psak din to the Nishe that she can get married. And what basis? How do they know that the get was Nimsa to the Isha? The Isha says so, that there were in Misire. But how does Bezdin know that there was in Misire? And how does Bezdin know that it was Nimsa? Maybe the Isha picked it up herself, she grabbed it from the Baal, she visited the Baal's home, and she saw on the table, she saw a get, so she took it secretly. How do we know? And certainly, how do we know that, assuming that the Baal did hand over the get to her, how do we know that in the Misire were present at the time, and according to Tesvis, if the Misire were not present, so then the get is not a good get in Malud Rameya because of Indom Shabel of the Shrine. So how does, according to Tesvis, how can Bezdin ever give a heta to a Misho to get married on the basis of the Misire? So Tesvis says, this is what Tesvis explains. So he says, That in order to make the shtar into a shtaraye, certainly the chsime can make the shtar into a shtaraye. And what kind of shtaraye is it? Through the chsime and intrinsic shtaraye. There is no machlekes on that. So, because there are two halachas, two aspects in the shtar, shtar kinyan aspect and shtaraye aspect. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the shtar kinyan aspect is only affected through the chsime, not through the chsime. But the shtaraye aspect is certainly affected through the chsime. So Mimele, if the Isha produces a get, and it has a chsime, so then Anam Sade, that Mistome Beherchanas. Anam Sade, that Mistome Beherchanas. That's the Raya of Shtores. Now the question arises, and this Anam Sade is so strong, is so embracing and inclusive, that according to Tesvis, that Alibi Rebbeza, the Misire without the Misire does not dwell in the Shtar and the Shtar Kinyan. So the Mele Venisha produces a get with the Chsime. So we assume with utmost certainty that not only that the get was Nimsam Yadabal Yadisha, but that it was Nimsam Yadabal Yadisha in the presence of the Misire. Why? How do we know that? Because we stole the Be'achshanas. Because the Misire, when they signed it, the Yechsime, when they signed the get, to whom did they hand over the get? To the Baal. How does it come to the Isha? From the Baal to the Isha. So the Mele, we rely on the good intentions of the Baal, that the Baal that the Baal wouldn't hand over, since the halacha is that in the Mesira are required. So maybe we presume that the Baal wouldn't hand over to the Isha the get, not in the presence of an Isha. And that's all part and parcel of the Rai of Shores. So the Rai of Shores is so. Well, of course. So. But al kedim, because there is a special, if there had been a special zeros across from Shtores, so then we would say we cannot rely on these units.